All right, we're in the middle of a goal to understand Kinyan Chatzer. Really, whatever we spoke at yesterday was just for this Tayelas to understand the rather confusing Indian of Kinyan Chatzer, when it's Mishum Yad, when it's Mishum Shlichus, what it means Mishum Yad, what it means Mishum Shlichus, and when each Indian applies. And the main Nekuda from yesterday's shiur was the understanding of one Hagdara, and that is, in other words, one separation in Kinyan Chatzer, and that was that Kinyan Chatzer, when Kinyan Chatzer works Shalayim by Chatzer HaMishtameres, when you have a Kinyan Chatzer by Chatzer HaMishtameres, that works even if you're not there, and that works B'Toyras Chatzer mitam shlichus, and when you have a chatzer that's not mishtameres, and the way the kinyan is working is because you're there, because you're aymed betzida, then that is chatzer mishum yad. Ksais nesivis, Reb Shimon, all pretty klar hold of this mahalach. The Bishmul seems to hold basically of the mahalach, and therefore that's clearly a first dekuda in separating between two types of Kinyan Chatzer. Chatzer Mishtameres, which is kind of even if you're not there, and Chatzer She'ena Mishtameres, which is kind of for you only if you're Ayme B'tzida. That is, in a nutshell, the Nekuda that we tried to show yesterday. There's a second Nekuda. And this Nekuda is in a Pnei Yeshua above a Metziah Daf Yod Aleph. But just like yesterday, I don't think it's just like yesterday, it wasn't just the Rav Shimon. We saw that many hold of it. I think we're going to see, as we learn Kinyan Chatzer, that the Pnei Yeshua Yisayid is also a Dover HaMuskim. And that is a chilik which is very similar to yesterday's chilik. And that is, he says that when a Kinyan Chatzer works midaitai, the person's aware of it, that's Yad. Then it's the Teres Yad. When it's Shalai Midaitai, when he's not aware of it, that constitutes Kinyan Chatzer, which on the face is the same thing. He's saying, when the Kinyan Chatzer, when it's Midaitai, you're aware of it, then it works for Teres Yad. If it's Shalai Midaitai, you can't work for Teres Yad. So Shalai Midaitai, when you're not aware of it, it's a chatzah mishtameres that's being kind to you, that works the tairas shlichus. Now here, you have to be careful as far as the confusion. Pashtus, at first glance, it's exactly the same thing. Chatzah mishtameres is kind of shalaymi daitai, so that's shlichus. And chatzah she'ema mishtameres is only kind of midaitai, I'm a besidai, so that's yad. Basically, it seems to be the same idea, just two ways of phrasing it. But in fact, you could have a case where you have a chatzer which is one and not the other. You could actually have two cases. You could either have a case where you're aimed betzida, and you're not aware of it. You could have a case where you're standing next to your field, and you're sitting, you can even be sitting in your field, the Chatzer She'ena Mishtameres, you're sitting there eating by a picnic table, and little do you know, at the other side of a field, the Dava Hefka blows in. Which means, Ya'ime B'tzidai, but it's not L'daitai. The question is it kind of in such a case? If you're Ya'ime B'tzidai, and you're not aware of it, is it kind of? So let's see. Aymed B'tzidai could only work out Yad. Right? Aymed B'tzidai, we said yesterday, works B'tayras Yad. But the Pnei Yeshua said, Yad only works if you have Das. Only if you have Das. If you don't have Das, it doesn't work. Which, so it's not kind of. Is what? Yeah. where by chutzer shem by aimer b'tzi from Reb Shimon itself, you would know. In a chinamik from Shimon itself, you would know. This is the plain shows the kuda that you need das as well.
Okay, maybe that opinion
that
it's
worth even if I'm telling you, the Yeshua's Hezber is that it doesn't work. I'm not inferring this in Pnei Yeshua, but Yeshua says it himself that that it's not kainah. So that it becomes just a bit confusing. Basically, what happens is you end up having four possible combinations. And you have daitai and three daitai, right? And you have shtaneres. And any mishtameres can never be tzivay. So we said yesterday we talked about these two. He said chutzah hamishtameres is kind of a tam. It's chutzah mishtameres, you're not there. What's the din? Mishtameres, you're not there. It's kind of a tam shlichus, right? And in the normal cases with das, it's kind of a time, yeah. This is what we said yesterday. That mishtameres is shlichus, and in the mishtameres is yad. Right? The question that the Pnei Yeshua throws in is, he says, what happens if it's a chotish she'in the mishtameres, he's standing there, and you have no das? You're not aware of it, you're sitting on the other side. Pnei Yeshua's chidish is that it's a tarakayim. Because in order for it to be yad, he says you have to have das. In order for it to be yad, in order for it to be shlichus, you need mishtameres. So this ends up being nothing. This, on the other hand, you could be kind of either yad or shlichus, so it'll be both. Right? This would have both minds. So yad and shlichus. Chutz mishtameres or daitai. So mishtameres means it's kind of mitam shlichus, and daitai means it's kind of mitam yad. Pashtus. But the chiddush is that in this case you're not kind of when you're in a field, and you're on one end of the, and you're on one side of the field, and you're not aware of it, something happening on the other side of the field, then it's not kind of. So basically, what we're trying to do again is to be magdir kinyan chatzer. We're saying that there are two conditions. There are two tanoim. One tanai is that you have to be there for it to be yad. And the other condition is it has to be daitai to be yad. Those are yesterday's condition and today's condition. This is the two conditions of yad and shlichus. Of course, this whole binyan is here basically is trying to ask sugya for one reason. Because the whole shlichus of the Gemara is going to be a major problem after we finish, after we come away, as I mentioned yesterday. If you have two types of kinyan chatzer, then the whole tzrichas in the Gemara, that the Gemara says you can add only one pasuk, is going to be a problem as soon as we get there. That's the, this is sort of setting the table, the klal of kinyan chatzer. It's not just this sugya, this is shas in yanim, this is kinyan chatzer everywhere, that these are the rules with which kinyan chatzer works.
Yeah.
What? Chatzah was the shlichus, you don't need that. The chatzah mishtameres is kind of, even if you're not aware of it, you could be far away. I could be sitting here, and if right now a hefka thing blows into my house, I'm kind of.
Not by
get, because get needs daita. I'm talking about kinyan chatzah general. Okay. The stipler. There's a stipler in Bav Metzia. What was the Simin Chav Dalet, I think, in the old print. And there's an almost identical Reb Shimon in the Chiddush Reb Shimon, Simin Chav Gimel, Ayis Beis, who go on a sugya in Bav Metzia, but basically come away with an explanation of Kinyan Chatzar, the two types of Kinyan Chatzar. Really, it's one more Nakuda, and you'll see why in a second. First, let's speak out the way the Stipler brings it, and then we'll get to Rav Shem. Stipler brings a very interesting Mishnah of Metzia. A person is renovating, doing renovations in his house, and in the Kaisel, in one of his the Kaisel Yashan, in an old wall that's been there for decades or centuries, he breaks open the wall and he finds a treasure. Sahari Yevu Shalai. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Matzah Begaloi Bekaisel Yashan, Hari Yevu Shalai. You can keep it. Find money in the wall. And it's happened often. We heard the Shilas where people dig or people break open walls and they find money, they could keep it. Fektaisvis. If the previous owner of your house was a Jew. Now, if you're talking, he didn't hide it there. Because this is very old. It's talking that you can tell it's been there for a very long time. It's possible he didn't put it there. So let's say we know a guy hid it there 100 years ago. And then one year bought the house, and he owned it for 40 years. And now I bought the house, and I find this money. Who should the money belong to? To belong to the guy before me. Because Chatzera Shalad, that was kind of like Shalami Daitai. Because, right, we said a Chatzera Mishtameres is kind of for a person, even if he's unaware of it. So why do I get to keep the money? The money should go to the previous Jew who owned it. Actually, the first Jew, whichever Jew I'm aware of, the earliest Jew that owned this house, he was kited from whoever hid it there a century ago. Well, we're saying now it's a chata mishtameres. He's kind of out. He had no das. So chay was kind of out shlichus. Okay. So the kasha is, let him be kind of out shlichus. That's Taisa's kasha. So the Shita B'Kubet says, brings in the name of what he calls Taisus Chitzainais, outside Taisus. Taisus Chitzainais answers, no. Kinyan Chatzar only works if I have a Chatzar and then something falls into the Chatzar. That's how Kinyan Chatzar works. I own a Chatzar and something comes into the Chatzar after I own it. But if at the time I buy the Chatzar, it's already there. That's not Kinyan Chatzar. Kinyan Chatzar is something coming into my Chatzar. A Maisa Kinyan. It has to be an act where the thing comes into my Chatzar. If at the time I buy a house, there's already money hidden in the walls, so that money which is hidden in the walls, I'm not claiming it. That's not Kinyan Chatzar. Taisus Chitzainis holds Kinyan Chatzar requires that the thing has to fall into my Chatzar. Not that it is in the Chatzar. It needs a Maisa Kinyan, just like every other Kinyan needs a Maisa. Hadbar, Meshicha, Mesira, Chalipin, Chazaka. Just about every Kinyan needs a Maisa. Kesef needs a Maisa. Shtar needs a Maisa. Everything needs a Maisa. So the Shita B'Kubet says, Kinyan Chatzar needs a Maisa. It has to come into my Chatzar. What? So the person before him wasn't kind. Didn't fall to his chatzah. The person now, he actually wasn't kind to a chatzah either. But when he breaks open the wall and he sees the money, he'll pick it up. It'll be kind of that way.
Why is there a test? I mean, it's close to his house. He has the kid in the shoes. He might be working out. He's
closer. He's closer. Yeah, if I sell you a $100 thing and it's got another, it's got $1,000 on the wall, if I sell you a $100. Basically, that's what she wants to sell. So it would be a Mekatos otherwise. He didn't sell him that. He sold him the house. He didn't sell him the. the money hidden in the wall. We know he didn't. Yeah, we didn't. The walls he can keep. It's just the money hidden in the wall. So he certainly didn't need to include.
Doesn't the Gemara indicate that we are going to be Israel or Hashem or? His apartment's coming up, and now he's trying to get it first day by Hamid. You can give over the apartment to Hamid.
But that's if you have a mind. You mean that you give it over at the same time?
Yeah.
Yeah, Machinami. Alright, that's a kasha on this teretz. Okay. The Shita Bukubetza says this, and that's his shita. Which Rabbi Chanan's, Rabbi Shimon's lashon is that Chatzah needs a maisa kinyan. It needs a maisa. It's not enough just being there. It needs a maisa. Kachem divrei the Shita Mukubetzes. Now it's not just the Shita Mukubetzes. We don't make a tumult of every single Shita Mukubetzes. This Shita Mukubetzes is a shach in two places. The shach says that the shach says that Kinyan Agav. there's one side in the Gemara. Kinyan Agav only works with tziburim b'taychai, only things that are in the chatzah. That's how kinyan agav is kind. If you sell me a house, and in the house there's furniture, I'm cutting in the house the furniture agav the house. So Shachi asks, if you're selling me a house with things in it, what do I need kinyan agav for? I'm cutting with kinyan chatzah anyway. What do I need kinyan agav? I'm cutting with kinyan chatzah anyhow. So who needs kinyan agav? Bishlam, if you hold agav works, even if it's not in the chatzer, shalai b'tziburim, then it's good. But if kinyan agav requires the thing be in the chatzer, and you're selling me the chatzer, and agav the chatzer, selling me the house, who needs kinyan agav? It should work with kinyan chatzer. And for tishach, the shita mukubetzes is his side. That no, kinyan chatzer only works if something is, if first I own the chatzer and something is put into it. That's when kinyan chatzer works. If you want to sell me a chatzer and with it everything in it, so that could work, then I need kinyan agav. That's a separate type of kinyan agav. Kinyan agav is that even if at the time you sell it to me it's already there, it works. Shekin kinyan chatzer, which requires a nice. Our component, this is this shita. Frecht, the Stifler, and the Machna Friedman, the Machna Frayim, and Rav Shimon, they say the Shita Mukubetzes is shver from many sugyas and shas. There are many, many sugyas and shas where you could be kind of kinyan chatzer even with something that's already there before. And one of them is in Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph here in Gittin. We had a case where a man writes a get, puts it in his own chatzer, and then kosav lo shtar matana alav, and then she writes a shtar matana. She gives the chatzer to the wife. Kanasim is gareshes by. She's kinda the chatzer, and with the chatzer the get which is in it, and she's mazim is gareshes by. So there we had a case. What's the case? A man puts a get in his chatzer, and then he gives the chatzer as a gift to his wife. And she's kind of the get with kinyan chatzer, and she's mugareshes. So there we see the get didn't come into her chatzer. The get was in the chatzer at the same time. If kamash kani shukana baila, assuming he can give her either because of kifah v'yadav and keachah, like the Gemara says, or because he's allowed to give her a matana. What? The second time I said Gemara, then it's Gitav Yadav Bar Keachot. So when we get to the Gemara, you'll have a good kasha. It's a good kasha on the Gemara. It's a good kasha. But Lamaisa, that's what the Gemara says on a Chafal of Amanal. So you hear the case? I write a get, put into a chatzer, then he gives the chatzer to his wife, and she's kind of the get with Kinyan Chatzer, and she's the Gureshus. So you see that kinyan chatzer works even something that's there beforehand. Or a second Gemara, the story of Rab Gamliel and his Canaan that were traveling on the boat in Bav Metzia and Daf Yer Aleph, and Rab Gamliel realized he had to give away his Trumas and Meisters, So Truma Maisa was in his place, in his silo. What did he do? He took, what was it, Rabbi Shua as a lady, said, Rabbi Shua, the Maisa Rishin and Maisa Allah are Machna to you. With which Kenyan? He said, Mekarmai Muschalach. The Amachna to you, the Maisa Rishin, that's in silo number one, and the Karka under silo one is yours. So you'd be kind of the Karka. And Aga, not Aga, the Gemara says, with Kenya Chatzar, you'll be kind of the Tfuah which is on this Chatzar. So what's the case there? Same case. He's giving him Karka with wheat which is already on the Karka. And it works. The Gemara says it works. Rabbi Gamaliel gave Rabbi Yeshua this piece of land with the wheat which was already there. And he's kind of Kinyan Chatzar. So we see Kinyan Chatzar works even what? Kinyan Chatzar works even if the wheat is there beforehand. So how could the Shita Mugubetza say, no, Kinyan Chatzar needs to be put there after you own the Chatzar? That's all Shita Mugubetza. That you have to own the Chatzar and then put the wheat in there. So they always, the Kasha from these Gemaras, if you look in the Stifler, I think he has three more Gemaras. All Gemaras where the wheat or the get or whatever it is there beforehand, and you give the chatzar, and with the chatzar you give the thing that's there, and it works. So to answer this, the Stifler says a chilek, and Rav Shimon explains it much better. The Stifler says the chilek. Rav Shimon has an arichas to explain. And so Shimon, that we get to the bottom of Yomid Beis, we'll see inside Mitz Hashem, but I'll tell you what, the way Rav Shimon explains it. All we've talking about, you know, all we've spoken about so far is that there are two types of Kenyan Chatzar. There's one Kenyan Chatzar that's Shlichus, and there's one Kenyan Chatzar that's Yad. The Shita Mukubetzes' rule is true whenever a chatzar is kind of mitam shlichus. Whenever a chatzar is kind of mitam shlichus, the Shita Mukubetzes rule is true. That what? That it needs a ma'isa. Rav Shimon says, what is a shliach? What is every shliach? What is a shliach? Shliach is someone you appoint to do a ma'isa for you, to be party to a ma'isa. Either does the ma'isa or receives the ma'isa. Shliach like Kabbalah receives the ma'isa. Every shlichus is a shlichus and a ma'isa. So Zot Rav Shimon, if you learn, if chatzar is mitam shlichus, then what the Shita Mubetza says is true, that you need to put it into the chatzar after the chatzar is yours. The whole Shita Mubetza is only talking about a chatzar that's mitam shlichus. If you'll have any case where chatzar works mitam yad, what is yad? Does yad need a ma'isa? What is yad? Something's in my hand, I'm kind of, why? Because it was put in my hand or because it's in my hand? I'm kind of because it's in my hand, because it's there. If someone is holding something before he's bar mitzvah, and then he becomes bar mitzvah, so could he be kind of now? He's bar mitzvah, I could be kind of. We say, no, it's not yad, it didn't come into his yad. Of course not. Yad is kaina because it's there. Whenever chatzah works b'teres yad, when my chatzah is like my yad, chatzah that works b'teres yad, the Shita Mubetzes rule is not true. You don't need a ma'isa. Anytime a chatzah works b'teres yad, I don't need a ma'isa. I could just, the fact that it's there is good enough. If you're Oymid Betzida, the Gemara Chafal, if a man gives his wife a get, puts it in a field, he's marked in a field to his wife, it works because she's aware of it. It's Ladaita. Rav Gamaliel does a Kenyan. It works because it's Ladaita. Ladas Rav Yeshua, Rav Yeshua knew about it. When it's Ladaita, then Chatzar is Metam Yad. When Chatzar is Metam Yad, then the Shita Mubetzes rule doesn't apply. When Chatzar is Mitam Shlichus, which means it's Chatzar Meshlemer Shalai Medaitai, There, and only there, does the Shita Mukhubetzis' rule apply. This is the Stipulus Teretz. The Stipulus doesn't explain it this way, or Shimon explains it this way. But this is the Payal Yaitse from this Shita Mukhubetzis. What? You're right. We have to reanalyze after all this. You're right. That's what brings the Kilos to Hasbira, it leads to the end. But the Nekuda, again, that we're trying to stand on now. How many types of Kiyah Chatzar are there? Two. There's Chatzar Mishum Yad, there's Chatzar Mishum Shlichus. How different are they? Well, yesterday we learned Chatzar Mishum Shlichus is a Chatzar Mishtameres. Chatzar Mishum Yad is Aimi Betzida. Today we're learning that the whole way they work is different. Chatzar Mishum Yad is kind of just by being there. Without a ma'isa, there's no ma'isa. It's the tetzad. It's being there, which is kind of. Chatzar Mishum Shlichus, at least according to Shita Mukhubetzes, works out ma'isa. The ma'isa of the hachnasa into the rishus. Totally different kinyanim. I think last man, I don't remember where and when, we declared by chuppah, right? What's the kinyan of chuppah? Being under the chuppah or stepping under the chuppah? Right? A yichadru. Is it being in the yichadru or going into the yichadru? We didn't need the Aiden. Aiden have to see you step into the chuppah or see you being under the chuppah. Right? The stipler said that chuppah doesn't work by the maisa. Chuppah is being. It's being there. The Aiden don't have to see you step into the chuppah. They have to see you under the chuppah. When chatzar is mishum yad, it's a similar thing. You don't need it to come into the chatzar, you need it to be in the chatzar. Chatzar mishum yad. Chatzar mishum shlichus, on the other hand, according to Shita Mukhubetzes, is that it needs the maisa of the achnasa into there, and that's worse for Torah Shlichus. Okay, this is certainly for now enough of a sort of an understanding of the two types of kinyan chatzar, and they're very different kinyanim, of course they're similar, they're both chatzar, but they work in very different ways. And with that, we come now to a Gemara which becomes very difficult. Usually a Gemara is a tzirchus, that's easy. Now, with this whole Agama, this first Gemara here becomes a Pella. Rabbi Kivagan, the first Rabbi Kivagan on this Perek, applies it at Tzarchian because of this problem with this Gemara. Let's see. Menanimim. How do you know chatzar is kind? What's the makar? There's no makar in Hilchos Mekach or Memkar. No makar in Hilchos Metziah. Anywhere for Kinyan Chatzar. What's the makar? Minani Mili, the Tar Rabbanan, Benasan Biyada, Eli Yala Yada, Gaga Chatzar Vekarfifa Minai, and Tamalayma Benasan Mekal Makar. Okay. That first limud, easy. Second limud, Tayin Amihachi, Gabi Ganif. The second limud by Ganif. Yadai, Eli Eli Yadai. I would think a Ganav is only if he takes it with his hand. Gaga Chatzer Vekarfifay Minayin. Now, how does that mean? What does it mean, my Chatzer steals? What does it mean, my Chatzer steals? Does Rashi say? Does Rashi say the Ferish? Rashi Ema. Good. So what's the case of Ganav? This Rashi Chiddush. Let's say I'm sitting by my house, and I see somebody else left something outside, and the wind blows it into my house. What am I thinking? Well, I'm thinking I'm going to go get it and return it. But let's say a person's thinking. Person thinking, man, I hope he doesn't notice, right? Hope he leaves. Right? The person leaves a stack of $100 bills on the side and a bunch of them blow into my house. And I'm sitting there and I'm just hoping, really, it's sort of such a thing could be, that the person doesn't notice it, he goes away and he leaves it. Am I ganif? What does Rashi say? What's Rashi? Rashi says, Beferish, I'm not a ganif, right? Only no, but for now. Only if I go and I lock the door. Ask him. I'm only a ganav. If I say from Rashi, that a ganiv needs a maisa ganeva. Without a maisa ganeva, I'm not a ganiv. I may be a bad boy, and I'm not returning it. I'm not a shavas aveda, but I'm not a ganiv. Maisa from Rashi now tell him. King Chatzar. So see, I'm arguing it should be King Yad. Why can they? Why is Rashi not for that? Rashi just say, but why does Rashi have to say it for? Let Rashi say, not your case. Let's say this case. Let's say blew into the house, and the person says, "Wow, I'm happy. I'm clean." Why should Rashi say that? If you have an answer, it'll be very useful soon. But it's clear, Geneva needs a Maisa Geneva. So Rashi says, no, but for now. I blew into my house, and I get a Maisa to make sure the other person can't get it. Maisa Geneva. So I would think that that's not Geneva, because you need Yad. So Tamad Leimer, he must say, Mekom Okay. So Taisvis, it's a Klal Prat to Klal. So Taisvis says, you put the Yadai between the Himatse and the Timatse. So it's if it said, Himatse, Klal, Yad, Prat, Timatse, Klal. So it comes to be Marba. So we have two limudim. What do I need two limudim for? If chatz is kind of by get, of course it's kind of by ganim. It's kind of by ganim, of course it's kind of by get. Kachi daka shal taira. It says in one place, you learn from everywhere else. So the Gemara have a tzrichas. What's a tzrichas? So the Gemara has two sotim. Yesh minan get, it would only tell me get, mishun debar karta. Megarsha. So therefore chatz is kind of. So it's easy kinyan. Abaganiv the less say Balkorche, but you don't become a Ganiv Balkorche. A Malai, I would think that you need a better king. Yashmin a Ganiv. I think why is a Ganiv? Because he's a bad person. He's a Ganiv, Mishun the Kansei. So Rahmana, we're gonna punish him. I will get a Malai. Tzricha. That's a Tzrichas. Pashit. It's easy Tzrichas, so we very rarely have difficulties, major difficulties with a Tzrichas in a Gemara. Fact of Akiva Eger and the Sivis and his Psicha to Simon Reish is the same kasha. If you have a Tzrichas, that means Be'etzem, one Pasik is enough. Just as a Tzrichas, as I would think. If there's only one Pasik in the Torah, or one Gilui in the Torah, for Kinyan Chatzar, only one, so how do I know that there are two kinyan echatzer? The chatzer works with tam yad, the chatzer works with tam shlichus. If we would only say one pasuk, let's say we would only say get, I would only know yad, because get is yad. So we would only say get, I would only know chatzer with tam yad. So why does the Gemara say, why do I need a second pasuk? Because the Gemara says, I don't need a second pasuk, only for shlichus. What do you mean? Then how do you know that there's such a thing as chatzim etam shlichus? If one pasuk betzim is enough, just the pasuk by get alone, and get is yad, how do I know shlichus? So what's, or even if geneva is alone, I still have only one pasuk. So we spend so many hours working on the two types of kinya chatzer. And the chayr is a beferish gemara that there's only one type of kinyan chatzah, because the gemara says one pasuk is adequate. The tzarachian, the chivega blights in the tzarachian, and then the sivis in this psicha to simin reish, a very long psicha. It's very difficult to figure out how he's answering the kasha. Very hard to figure it out. He asks many kashas, and then he explains Kinyan Chatzar, and he doesn't explain how it answers the Kashi. He says the Teretz, but it's hard to see the Teretz. So this is a major problem with this piece of Gemara, and with the whole way Chatzar works. Chatzar works that way. Everyone agrees that there are two concepts of Chatzar. Come out, everyone agrees. The question is, how does it work? So I'm aware of two ways out of this problem. One is the easy way, and what is the complicated way? Complicated way is a lamdish and a halach. And the easy way maybe is a little of a shortcut. So let's try for now the easy way out. And it's Hashem, when we get to the Yamid Beis, the Yad and Chatzar, we'll see if we have another Teretz. So we'll try one mahalos to get out of this problem. But bear in mind that it's something we're going to come back to. The easy way out is in the Tshuva's Night of Yehuda. It's Night of Yehuda, Chelek Aleph, Ebenezer, it's Tshuva Pei Beis. The Tshuva itself is an evolved Tshuva, but in the middle of the Tshuva there's a Haggah, which explains the Guf HaTshuva, and he says the following. He says, there are two psukim for Shlichus, for Chatzah. The pasuk of Get teaches you Chatzah Mishum Yad, and the pasuk of Geneva teaches you Chatzah Mishum Shlichus. Those are the two pasukim. Get teaches you Yad, Geneva teaches you Shlichus, and that's why you need two pasukim. Otherwise, it will be enough one pasuk. Has Geneva teaches, he doesn't explain clearly. The way I think he's saying is, since it's an extra pasuk, since it's extra, so it has to be teaching me something more. So why do I have two pasukim in the Torah? It's telling you an expanded version of chatzah. Those are the words, the way it says in the Nidivu. There's one paragraph. He says, really, one pasuk teaches you yad. Is an extra pasuk? That extra thing teaches you shlichus. Ah, you're going to tell me what do you mean? Gemara says it's richasim. Gemara says why you need both psukim. He says no, that's not shat in the Gemara. The Gemara is bothered not why do you need two psukim. Gemara, the richasim is not for two psukim. Two psukim I need, one mishum chatzah, one mishum shlichus. The Gemara is saying it's richasim. Why do I need two brises? Why is the Gemara bringing Tanya Nami Hachi, a second brisa? Why are you bringing me a brisa? Well, what are you being megal to me with this brisa? This brisa is not teaching me one is yad and one is shlichus. They're going into it. So why are you telling me two brises? Why are you telling me two brises? Sach the Gemara tzricha, and he says the lashon is tzricha di yash mi inon. When the Gemara has a tzricha on two psukim, it says tzricha di ksiv. Get, beget, iksiv. If the Torah would have written it by get, I wouldn't know it by something else. That's not what it says here. It says, Shricha di ashmi inon. That means, why is the Gemara teaching me two brises? Gemara is teaching me two brises because I would make a mistake. You just told me one, let's say you told me just ganav. I would think ganav is mishum knas. Therefore, I need a pasuk, but I need to teach me get. But Lefiha MS, the Yehuda says, there's no such thing knas. The Torah says King Yechatzer by Ganeva. Why would I say it's knas? It's Kenyan. The Mishum Knas is just a reason that I might make a mistake. The Torah doesn't have to bavarin. It's an amaratish mistake to think Ganeva is only kind of Mishum Knas. Not MS. So to tell me why you have to teach me two brises, so it's a good enough reason. You have to tell me two brises. If you told me one, I would think it's Mishum Knas. Geneva is Mishum Knas. But two psukim? I don't need the two psukim. There's really no Havanina. Ganav is Mishum Knas. Ganav is a Kenyan. Ganav has to be kinder. So this is the easy one. You see what he's saying? What he's saying is, there's no Srichasa. There is no, I don't need two psukim. The only reason there are two psukim is one is to teach you chatzah mishum yad and one is chatzah mishum shlichus. Period. The Gemara says v'tzricha, that's to explain the brisa. Why are you telling me two brises? You're telling me, you know why you're telling me two brises? If you would just tell me the brisa of ganiv, I would think it's mishum knas and I would think get is different. Someone was giving shir, and he taught two brises, and he explained the reason I'm telling you the two brises is because from each one you might make a mistake and not know the other. That's why he taught the two brises. But the two psukim, I don't need the second pasuk. The pasuk doesn't bavarin things that an amaret will make a mistake. When you're teaching a brise, so you're telling you might think it's mishum knas, so therefore I'm telling you differently. But a psukim, it's not that way. A ganav has to be kinder. It's not a knas, ganav. It's that's something they're not tired of. So what? We're learning
Gittin now, so we're going to write some Gittin. By the way, I also need Pagana, so why does the Lord say both ways? And if I would only say Pagana, then we're going to know Gittin. I said Gittin, because we're learning Gittin. What's the switch to the other way?
Why is there three to the other way that tell me Ganav alone? It's a good question. I don't know. Maybe once the Gemara told me in one direction, so I already feared I stand that and did it three to sin. But nothing on me. On Kaponim, the Yotze Medivrei HaNoi Yehuda is a klar. That Noi Yehuda says that two psukim chatzir, one is chatzir mishum yad, and one is chatzir mishum shlichus. He says that's the emes hadvarim, that's the emes haskana. Is that get teaches us chatzir mishum yad, as we know by an isha you need oimet tzida, and the pasuk of Geneva, that is the makar for chatzir mishum shlichus. Pashtus from the fact that there's an extra pasuk, we learn how chatzir mishum shlichus, and that's the way it works. Right, this is the what we're coming away with in the two types of chatzah. Now, agav, what's the case of Geneva Le Rashi? Something blew into my field, and then I closed the door. So I did a Maisa Geneva. When am I kind of the thing that's stolen? When it blows in or when I close the door? I close the door, right? Somebody's thing blows into my field, I'm not kind of. I'm kind of when I close the door. Should that work according to Shita Mukabatas? It says you need a Maisa for Shlichus. Does that work? It's only Yad. The whole Shita Mukabatas said that when it's Shlichus, you need a Maisa to bring it in.
There is a Maisa.
Yeah.
Flying in is part of the Maisa.
Well, when it blew in?
You only kind of when you close the door.
So at what moment is the chatzim mishum shlichus when I close the door? Could have blown it yesterday. I come, I see it there, and I close the door. I'm afraid. I don't think so.
Huh?
I need a little explanation. I mean, the social, if you want to go with the whole Hagadorah, the way we set it up, we're saying Geneva's pasuk is a case of shlichus. It's a case of shlichus. So the chatz is kind of mishum shlichus. Very good. So it blows in. The time it blows in, I'm not kind of. I'm kind of when I close the door. The time I close the door, the thing is already there. Yeah, but we want the pasuk of Geneva to teach a shlichus. So tell me a case of shlichus. No.
Because
I mean, really, the case is a yad case, but because it's extra, we use it for shlichus. Because it's extra, we use it for shlichus. Okay, maybe. I know Taisvis and Bava Metzia says Geneva different than Rashi. Rashi says you close the door. Taisus says that you pushed it in with a stick. And it can't be you picked it up, because you're a ganav when you pick up with your hands. So he says somebody's thing was in the street, and with a stick you knocked it into your chatzim. So, assuming that there's no other kinyan there, what other kinyan did you do? You knocked it into your chatzim. Assuming a Meshicha, by something that's darkei b'agba, Meshicha doesn't work. So let's say it was a dollar bill or it was an object which is darkei b'agba, so Meshicha is not kind of. So I pushed it into my field, and then Taisus says that's the case of Kinyan Geneva. A Pashta is not much of a Machlaikis. But Lufi, the way we're working today, that Ganev is Meshur Shlichus, needs a Maisa, so maybe that's why Taisus is deviated from Rashi. He wanted to have a case that it's a maisa hachnasa, like the Shita Mukubetza says. You want it to work, you need a maisa hachnasa l'shusai, b'shas kinyin. So therefore, at the time he's kind of, he's pushing it into his field, which kinyin is. There's no kinyin, it's just kinyin chatzu. If that's a chatzu, where there's a maisa kinyin.
Why
Then why? What do you need all? No, that would be hichnisa. Nichnisa means anatom. It's nichnas batz. Hichnisa would be anatom.
Maybe she could address the mind.
Doing the mice and the ila. But the way the Rav Shimon explained the Shittah Betzes is that you need, you make your chatzah shliach, the chatzah has to be party to a mice. Closing the door, it's my mice. It's not the kinyan itself. It's not a mice. It is being there. It is not coming there. Well, it doesn't seem to follow that well. Okay, yeah, sure.
In order to consider that I stole it, there has to be something that
would be a reason
to it.
Mm-hmm.
To say that I stole it,
there has
to be
something that would be a reason to it.
The closing door
to Tyson's Smaghole is not enough. It's hard to imagine if you're not getting such a case. Something blows into your house, you close the door, maybe Tyson's not a guy, he's not a neighbor. Maybe. I'm making a lot of my flights, didn't you? Okay. Anyway, this is the yaitzvit of Hareinu, the two types of kinyachatzer. We must have two psukim for them, or else it doesn't work. So this is the night of Yehuda's mahalaf. We'll have hopefully a second mahalaf on how to understand it when we get to the bottom of the Yomid Beis. Okay, there's Rabbi Chanan in Baba Basra. Has a piece on the Inyan of Geneva, Kinyan Geneva. And Bachana basically is bothered by a rule which he brings from a number of Gemaras and Beferish Chaisisim, that to be a Ganev, you don't need Kinyanim Mamish. You don't need Hilchis Kinyanim to be a Ganev. If I go into your house and I'm goyer, I'm a lamdin, I don't want to do kinyanim. So I take your thing, I want to steal it without doing a kinyan. So I take a stick and I want to steal your radio. So I push it along the ground, I push it out into the street. I didn't do any kinyan on it at any point. So am I a ganav? So Rabbi Chana brings Taisus in Bava Basra, Taisus in Ksubis, that both say the Farish, that I'm a ganav. I don't need kinyanim to be a ganav. Rabbi Chana brings a few gemaras. One gemara he brings from Avodah Zarah, that a guy who steals is chayav misa, and a guy who steals is chayav misa. Tosis says, that those who hold the guy has no kinyan mishicha. That Mashiach had bars not kind of by a guy. And Taisa says, it's not a Kenyan by a guy, but he's a Ganav anyway. A Ganav is a Ganav. He's taken it out of my house. Even a Mashiach is not kind of by a guy, or Akbar is not kind of by a guy. Nevertheless, he's a Ganav anyway. What? The difference between a guy and a yid? Taisa's Lashon is, that even by Israel, you don't need a Kenyan. That's Losh Avetz. Even by Israel, you don't. What? A guy? Ganev? Pashtus, if he's a Ganev, he has to pay kefal. Pashtus, he has to pay kefal. Taki even brings a raya, even down the head, from someone who steals a shor in Iskal and shechts it. Gemara talks about in Subas Tachlam Adal that someone steals a shor in Iskal and shechts it, he should be chayv down the head. So, in fact, so Bachanan says you can't be kind of Sharon Niskal. Sharon Niskal is also about Noah. Yisuri Anoah, you can't be kind of. Right? Yisuri Anoah, if you try to sell someone Yisuri Anoah, he's not kind of. There's no value. And yet, the Gemara talks about someone who steals a Sharon Niskal. How do you steal a Sharon Niskal? It's worthless. Zavt elamai, you don't need kinyanim. You don't need dine kinyanim to be a ganim. If I say something that, you're a shos, I'm a ganim. Yes?
The first of five neighbors, Mati Mati Yadav. Then the Gemara goes on this Bryce that starts talking about how to know the Rashi is saying the Chatzar is common, taking it out of the, in the context of the Torah, it's only talking about where you find stolen property. There's no discussion of the kinyanim made on what part of the property made.
Well, what Rabbi Chanan is asking, Rabbi Chanan asks that we have this rule that Geneva doesn't need kinyanim. So Rabbi Chanan is asking that our Gemara is learning out kinyan chotzer from Geneva. How can we kinyan chotzer from Geneva? A ganif doesn't need kinyanim. Well, what are you learning from here? A ganif in this chotzer is a ganif. It blows into his field. He locks the door. He's a ganif. How does that prove that kinyanim? Guy doesn't need kinyanim. Geneva doesn't need kinyanim. You're ganav if you take it. You're only hilchus kinyanim. At least according to most rishonim, he brings a ritzbah that might disagree. But according to Tosfos, the Ri, Geneva doesn't need kinyanim. So Geneva doesn't need kinyanim. What's pshat in this Gemara? And Rabbi Chanan is a big arichus. It seems he feels he has to bring a number of sugyas to show that his rule is true. And he wants to show it's true according to all the Rishayim, even the Rishayim will seem to disagree. And then at the end, he says, it's from our Gemara, and doesn't really say a Teretz. However, there's an Eben Hazel in Hilchos Geneva who says that there are two types of Geneva. The Eben Hazel starts with the Yeshiva Shekler. What's the Aveira of Geneva? Is the Aveira that you're taking it away from the other person? Or is the Aveira that you're taking it to yourself? What's the kuda of the Aveira of stealing? That you're mastered the other person, or that you're taking it to yourself? Is it the saw from the other person's rishos, or the achnosa into your rishos? And the Eben Hazel says that they're both Geneva's either way. Either you take it out of the other person's rishus, that's one type of Geneva. Or, even if it's already in the rishus harabim, the other person's thing is in rishus harabim, then you're a ganav if you take it into your rishus. There are two types of Geneva. One Geneva, which is hoitzar merishusai, and one Geneva, which is hachnasal rishusar. No, so one Geneva, you're not chayiv twice. Because if it's in his rishos, I take it out, I'm a ganav. I've kinyani Geneva. So nachinami, after that, I'm a ganav already. It doesn't matter what I do later. But, lo yitzur, somebody's thing, somebody puts his thing down. He's going into a store and he puts his thing down in the street to go into a store. Someone else comes and takes it. That person who comes and takes it is chayiv on Geneva because he took it for himself. He didn't take it out of the other person's rishos, so it was rishos harabim. But he took it into his rishos, so that's it's either or. You got it if you take it out of the other person's rishos, or if you take it into your rishos. So what it seems is that kinyane geneva, that this rule that you don't need kinyanim to be a ganav is true if you take it out of the other person's rishos. If you take it out of someone's rishos, then it's true by Shara Niskal, and it's true by any case of Geneva, by a guy who steals. If he takes it out of the Nignav's rishos, you're a ganav without kinyanim. However, if it's something which is laying in rishos harabim, and you take it, koshkeit, if it's something that's a my rishos, the wind blew it into my rishos, and I take it, so then I'm only a ganav if I'm kainit. If the wind blows into my rishus, I'm null b'fanel. So how am I a ganav? There, that's our Gemara. If himatze, simatze, biyada, agneva, is marba, the extra himatze, simatze, biyada, is marba, that I'm also a ganav. If it blows into my rishus and I lock the door, I'm also a ganav. How am I a ganav? I didn't take it out of his rishus. So there I'm a ganav because I took possession of it. I'm a ganav either way. I'm a ganav. The Gemara is Ben Marbet to Geneva. In Rosh Hashanah, well, I pick it up and cut it with my yad. So by time again, if I find a way not to do a kinyan, I don't have kinyan again ever. If somebody has something in the street and it's in one spot and I kick it to another spot, so I'm not cutting it. Tomorrow has a case in Bava Kama where somebody left something in the street. There's this goggle and it blew somewhere out and people kicked it somewhere else. Tomorrow talks if the first one is Chai Mishim Bar, it says Chai Fitz still, and people tripped on it. If I kick your Chai Fitz, if I don't do a Maisa Kinyan, then I'm not a Ganav. So that would answer Rabbi Chanan, that our Gemara is talking about the type of Ganav which is Achnas Lo Shusa, that is Kinyan. And the other type of Geneva that doesn't need Kinyanin, so that's the Geneva that all of Rabbi Chanan's rayas are all Haitzah from the Rosh Hashanah. Okay, tomorrow Mitzvah Hashem, we'll turn the page. 10 o'clock.